Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Today, we have a question from listener Sophie O'Connell. She writes, I worry about the environmental paw print of my cats. What can I do? We have Molly McGid and Alina Coleman in the studio today to help answer this question. Welcome, Molly and Alina.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So what did you find out?
Well, we visited Sophie at home, right around feeding time for her two cats.
You go through more than two cans of cat food a day. We're recycling it, but it still feels like a lot.
She told us that she thinks a lot about those metal cans and also the bags of litter that pile up every week.
All right. Well, did you have any suggestions for what she could do?
Yeah. First, we told her some good news. The metal cans and litter probably aren't that big of a deal, especially when you compare them with the rest of the recycling and trash coming out of her house.
However, one of Sophie's cats, Little Bear, often goes outside, and outdoor cats are a big environmental concern.
Why? What's wrong with outdoor cats?
Well, for one thing, they kill a lot of birds and small mammals, a few million every day in the U.S. alone.
So what? Animals kill other animals. It's just sort of how things go, right?
Well, domestic cats kill an unnaturally high amount of prey, since there are more domestic cats than wild predators.
Also, when outdoor cats go to the bathroom outside, they can pollute water sources or spread parasites to wild animals.
And if they aren't spayed or neutered, they can increase the population of feral cats, who cause the most problems when it comes to hunting and spreading disease.
So is Sophie going to start keeping her cat inside?
Well, she's not sure if her cat really does much outside.
She thinks she's tough, and then she sits on the porch most of the time.
Okay, but not every outdoor cat is as tame as Sophie's. What should you do if you have one that's a big hunter?
Well, the simplest solution is just to keep your cat inside. But if that's not possible, make sure your cat is spayed or neutered.
And try putting a bell or a flashy collar on your cat to warn away any birds and rodents.
Great. Thanks, Molly and Alina. That's it for today. For more information or to ask a question about the way you recycle, use energy, or make any other choice that affects the planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly. Possibly is a co-production of the Institute at Brown for Environment and Society and the Publix Radio.